Love is in the air.
And welcome to another episode of Becoming One.
In this episode, we call it the Law of Attraction.
This is your girl, Yeremy.
And your lovely host, Lorenzo Aguilera.
And today we want to talk about some of the qualities that attract one another. Like, what are some qualities that a female look for in a guy?
You know, anybody can be approachable. You know, you can be minding your own business, walking up and down the street. But first things first, the looks. You know, when you see someone you like, attractive, physical appearance matters at some point a little bit. You get to see, do they take care of themselves? Are they in good shape? When you approach them, you see their smile tells you, oh, he likes to take care of his teeth, she likes to take care of her smile. So those things off the bat, you get offhand physical appearance. But the other qualities will literally come into play within time. So just, it's good to be poised to know who you're getting yourself into. It takes time to know your partner. And there's a lot of qualities out there that you probably want to get involved in. And
so do you take this person with all those qualities that you like and their flaws?
If you truly love someone, then yes. But you have to compromise.
So what are some of the qualities that you look for in a woman?
Me personally, there's a lot of things that I look for in a woman.
Oh, really? Yes. Let's hear some of it then.
Well, some of them has to be, you know, can we have good communication?
But what attracts you to a woman first? Like, how do you get to that step?
Well, I like a woman with good figure, good shape. You know, it tells me right off the bat she's very, you know, she's active. She takes care of her body. She actually cares about good, you know, eating well.
So you wouldn't date somebody that's out of shape?
I wouldn't mind it. I would.
Unless you want to get them in shape, right?
By the way, this is our guest speaker, Maria, here. Give her a round of applause. Since she wanted, like, to butt in and ruin the surprise.
Well, introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Maria. And I think this is a great topic. And I want to hear what else Lorenzo has to say, because he's on the right track.
Is he really, though?
Yes.
So looks matter.
For a woman?
Either or, you know, vice versa.
Looks come first. You have to be physically attracted to a man. If not, I don't see how things could work out.
So would you say that all the guys you dated or been on a date with or whatever you consider it to be some sort of relationship, like, would you say that they were all good looking?
No, you know, I'm gonna tell you, I've been dated some little uglies, but but they had great personalities. So that, you know, once I got past the appearance.
But
you know,
how did you get past the appearance? That's the question.
I mean, the chemistry, like,
So let's pretend that I'm
because
a guy.
You date somebody that's fine, and
their personality sucks.
Their personality sucks. Their ego, you know, so arrogant.
So walk me through this, Maria. Let's pretend that I'm a guy and I'm not good looking, and I'm approaching you at a bar scene, or maybe at a concert, or at a movie theater. How do I get your number, then, Maria?
Okay, so. Looks, you know, I'm looking, you may not be my type, but, you know, there might be something else there.
Like what? Like, do you see, like, do you have a mutual connection right away? Do you see
absolutely
something in turn?
I'm pretty sure if somebody that came up to me that wasn't attractive, they would have to have a damn good line to get my number, okay? I can honestly say my high school love of my life, he was not attractive to me. And he was so funny. He sounded like he could impersonate Winnie the Pooh. And that literally did it for me. And I'm serious.
So you're very simple to kind of get along with or have someone try to win you over in a way. Like, they don't have to, like, basically bring you the moon and stars then to try to get your attention.
No, I don't like a lot of attention. I know you may not think that, but I like a funny guy. I can't even say that I like a tall guy anymore. Like, I like looking a guy in their eyes. And just, so, you know, I don't want to break my neck trying to look up anymore. Like, you know, maybe in my 20s, I was like, you know, into that. But now that I'm in my 30s, dirty 30, you know, it doesn't matter about that. It's just more about the chemistry. Like, yes, you know, that's the first thing that draws you to a person.
Right. So that's my question. Like, how do you move past that? Because you're like, oh, this guy, he's not really attractive. I mean, but he has a good personality. He's funny. Like,
you get to know them. You go on a date.
But how do you make it to that point?
Because you just basically have to go off your instinct. If you think he's a good guy and you just want to give him a chance.
Me personally, if you want to ask how you get past that, well, you will have to approach that person. Get to know that person. First of all, foremost, they may not be the most attractive, but if it's looks that we're talking about, such as overweight or obesity, that's something that can change. When you being by their side, you know, you help them out, say, hey, okay, you're obese.
But it's not just about their weight. I mean, maybe their facial features is not something that you're into. I mean,
but if it's true love, you're willing to compromise.
But how will you know when you don't know this person right now? You're just meet, you know, you see this person, you're trying to get to know this person, and the partner that you're trying to get to know, or the individual that you're trying to get to know, is not attractive to you. Well, so how do you win that person over then?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody has a different mindset. Everybody has different taste. You know, right here, Maria, she has a different taste. You might not see the same thing she does. So it all depends on the person. True love is true love regardless.
I believe that.
It is.
You know, I mean, what's going to happen in the beginning is that you see someone very attractive, whether it's good, whatever you think it could be, but there's a spark there. There's a little spark. That's what it is.
It's a chemistry, it's some sort of chemistry.
So you approach the person with confidence. You know, you don't know if they're going to say yes or no. You approach them and hoping that it turns well. You know, do I get a number? Do I get a name? And you want to think things over. Me personally, I believe that you need to take it slow. Get to know who you're talking to. Don't jump the gun right off the bat. And we know that you want to win her over or win him over, but jumping into things too fast can be very, very bad on the downfall.
So this is just the first phase, right, that we're talking about as far as quality.
And everybody that you meet may not be the one, but how would you know
if you don't give them a chance?
If you don't give someone a chance.
You're absolutely right. I mean, looks do play a part in it, but I feel like if you're actually searching for love, you can get past it. Mm-hmm. 100%. I'm not saying that you have to date the ugliest person in the world, but you know, if the chemistry is there, you're bound to like bond with this person regardless.
Right.
I guess in my case, some of the qualities that I have, like if we're talking about the first phase, is I'm not asking for Prince Charming. Like, he doesn't have to be the most handsome guy in the world. Because right, 9 out of 10, I'm sure a lot of women want him as well.
But y'all being fine, girl. Stop it. Y'all make a good couple, okay?
We can make a whole list of qualities that you want to see in a person. We talk about religion. We talk about physical. We talk about how ambitious he or she is. We talk about all other factors that contribute into a relationship. Turning into what is true love into hopefully marriage for you guys one day.
Yeah, I can definitely appreciate someone that has a good head on their shoulders as well. You know, you might meet the finest person in the world and their arrogance may turn you off. There are some men that are completely, totally, you know, fine as wine that I'm not going to give a chance because I already know you can get any girl that, you know, walks in the door.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So this episode, Law of Attraction, we're talking about the qualities. What are the first things that you see in a person when you want to, you know, approach love and be true love? And it's not always easy for you guys as those out there as listeners that are experiencing this right now. You know, and then when you're actually with someone, you get the temptation when you walk out the building. You get temptation. But I me personally, if you put God first and you really love someone, you have no eyes but for that significant other.
So back to this quality thing then. So what are, aside from like the physical appearance, what are some other qualities that you seek for in a woman?
Me personally, religion too.
That plays a big part.
Definitely. Like, I could never date an atheist. Like, oh, I'm running the other way. Like, and probably throwing holy water on you as well. Like, get away from me, Satan. Seriously. Okay? We ain't playing those days.
So, different beliefs. You know, you saw someone you like, but maybe they don't have the same belief. That's right there. You know,
that creates conflict in a relationship because you have somebody. Yeah, you have somebody that has one belief and then somebody else believes in something else, and but it creates a little bit of friction.
But if you listeners out there really do believe in true love, then true love does conquer all. I mean, you're not dating the parents, you're dating your other half. That's who you're bound to marry to, whether your parents like it or not. That's who you've been spending the rest of your life with.
You want to say something, Maria?
Okay, for you to say that, the only thing I have to say that I don't agree with is the fact that, you know, some people think that true love is, you know, actually it's a form of lust. Like, you may not really be in love with that person. You may just want to, you know, lust after them. So, well, how do you decipher which one is really love? Like, if that person was to tell you, hey, I can't be with you anymore because of such and such reasons, are you going to love them unconditionally and still be there for them? Or, you know, are you going to lash out like me? Like, nah, I don't want nothing to do with you. So, which one is it?
But it goes back, it has to come from the heart. It has to be real. It has to be, and it also has to be a mutual feeling as well. Like, it can't just be one-sided.
Again, it goes back to that number one question, what is love? What is true love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Is this true love? Don't hurt me no more. What is love?
If it's true love, you really put yourself less than the other person. You make time for the other person. See what their needs and wants. Communicate really effectively.
You put that person before yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Sure.
Okay. So, how about this? Some people say, you know, I can't date someone if they don't make X amount of dollars. Like, me personally, I don't care how much money you make, you know. But
Now, that was one of the topics that we were going to touch as well as far as finances in a relationship. I mean, at least in my opinion, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to be a baller. You don't have to be riding in a Bentley, even though I love a Bentley, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I guess as long as you're striving for some goals, as long as you're trying to progress in life, you can be working at McDonald's and going to school to become a nurse or a doctor, and I'll support you all the way.
Right. I definitely agree with that, Yermi. That was definitely
progress. That's... It's and then at the same time, as a, you know, as his partner, you know what I'm saying, you would want to basically, you know, work together, you know, like when hold them down as well, you know, right. What I mean? So it's one of those type of things that you have to compromise a little bit of your finance in order for your partner to progress, because, you know, in the long run, it's for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've always said this too. I said, there's no love. I don't care how big your house is. There's no true love in that house. There ain't no love at all.
I mean, think about how many people...
You can live in the biggest mansion, but there's no love.
Yeah.
In
the empty. And then, me personally, I cannot be with a guy that has millions of dollars or whatever is, you know, is known in the city because he's rich or whatever, and is dating me and 50 other women. Like, how is that happiness?
It's not.
I agree.
It's all a form of lust, whether it's power, whether it's money,
flashiness,
whatever it is. You're just trying to draw attention for some whatever reason. But there's a lot of qualities, guys, that you listeners out there are looking for. And, you know, be honest and everything. You're never going to find the perfect person. There's just not the perfect man out there, no perfect woman.
But some people are looking for perfection.
I feel like that is something, not to cut you off, but social media has
plays
a big part in. And, you know, that's why I have to take breaks. Like, I cannot stay. It's so negative when you really think about it. Everyone's in competition. Everybody, you know, wants to be with, you know, catching up with the Joneses. Like,
it's not that. It's just that this generation, unfortunately, like, their lifestyle is based on
material
and the media and, you know, name brand clothes and, you know, oh, I like myself a bad guy or a bad girl. Like, if you're not into this and I can't date you, then that's not the meaning of love and happiness then.
Is there morals and still ethics and beliefs, strong beliefs still out there? I mean, where's the love that's unconditional? That's what we're all looking for.
You know, but not everybody wants that, though. Some people are too afraid, if you remember from our last episode.
Some people are.
I feel like it's a cycle. I definitely feel like I've been in that loop where, you know, I'll date someone, pour my heart out to, and then, you know, it goes left, and then now I'm the bitch, you know, and now no one can get close to me. So,
but it's a phase you go through.
Yeah, I definitely feel like
You need time to heal.
And it takes me years to get over things.
But that's fine. If it takes you years to heal, then that's fine. If that's what's needed, then...
When is the history back into present? Because I remember, man, we used to come in a horse and come ask your dad, hey, may I take your daughter out
on a day or the little
on a horse
and a boyfriend
back in the day.
The boyfriend,
when was you born, boy? when
oh my god, you guys are silly.
I need to see that birth certificate.
I'm telling you, that boyfriend had to drop his balls and say, I gotta face the daddy.
I mean, we can really get into a lot of topics right now, because even though we say, you know, the foundation of love back in the day was different, it really ain't. It just depends on the person, because no, cheating was, I mean,
existed for years.
Centuries.
Well, the thing is that now it's more open. It's okay for you to be the main chick and the side chick. When back in the day, it would happen behind closed doors, and the mistress was not allowed to say anything. Now, guys are treating side chicks like main chicks, and it's okay. Like, he'll pull up with his main chick on his right arm and his side chick on his left.
Well, I don't know all about that.
But that's how it is, literally.
But it's all a matter of self-respect.
Yeah, that
it's
a matter too.
Of self-respect. Lack of respect.
I mean, that woman has to have self-respect for herself. She can't just wonder, all right, I'm with this guy, and the other girl's with him, too. Do I really like this? Am I really happy doing this?
But they're
this?
Not happy. It's more about security. I mean, because I can guarantee you that that guy, 9 out of 10 that they're with, is somehow financially, you know, providing for them.
Or, and that's unfortunately driven.
That too.
You know?
That too. I'm sorry. I don't care how great it can be. Like, no.
I definitely agree.
But yes, there's a lot of qualities you listeners out there are looking for, but there's no perfection out there. I think this, if you find a woman or a man that's out of shape, that doesn't mean there's no true love there. I really don't believe.
But it's not just about physical appearance. It goes more in depth. I mean,
So if I date you and you were the finest thing that every man wanted, and I approached you and we became one, but down the line, you got big and bloated. Is the love going to change?
It shouldn't change. But what I'm saying is, what attracts you to a person at the beginning is...
Looks.
The looks, the physical
that
appearance.
That tells you a little bit about who they
are. Or the personality.
The personality comes along with it. Yeah. But at first, I mean, think about it. If you're walking down the road and this guy's staring at you and you happen to look, he ugly. I'm going to keep walking. You know what I mean? Until you actually get to know him. Right. And then you be like, oh my God, he has like the sweetest heart ever.
And that's happened to me a couple of times.
So what do you guys out there look for a woman and a man? I mean,
I'll tell you what I look for. I can tell you right now. I like a guy that can make me laugh, can make me happy. I don't like a guy that's into ripped jeans and
metrosexual.
No, I don't even like the Jordan phase. I like me a guy with, you know, I'm not saying suit and tie all the time, but I like me a guy in a collar shirt that it's not, you know, he's not always in the club. He's more about, hey, let's try new things. Let's travel. Let's do this. Let's do that. Instead of like, you know, yeah, I'm going to the bar. I'm going to the club tonight. Like, that's not in my book.
Right.
And if we can't connect on our, you know what I'm saying? Mental, emotional, and physically, like, I just cannot be with that person because there's nothing there.
And what about spiritual?
Spiritually, too, as well. Yeah. All that comes into play.
That's definitely big for me as well.
Is he or she into education? Is he very ambitious?
That's some of the qualities that I look for. Like, I mean, you know, I want somebody to progress. Like, I want somebody to have ambitions and have goals, because that's what I have. You know, I want to progress in life. I have goals that I want to meet.
Does it really bother you that he or she has kids? Is that going to affect the reason why you wouldn't take chances at true love with this person?
Unfortunately, this day and age, it depends on how many. I've had a guy try to get my number and he had 5 kids with 5 different women. That's too much for me.
But what if he had a girl personality?
I know. Ain't no personality about to get you that far, buddy. I'm sorry.
But what if he... What if he was the man of your dreams and you just happened to shut him down?
No.
What about?
I guess it, you know what? That would have to be a very strong law of attraction.
I think it depends on.
And how are you providing for these kids? Because that's my next question.
It depends on the circumstances. Like, is he out there just loose? Basically,
I mean, how else would you get 5 kids? I mean,
you know, I have 4.
You have also triplets.
I have four.
You only had sex twice.
But if you think about it from a guy's perspective, they're like, oh no, she has 4 kids. I can't deal with that.
I don't believe that.
But then
that.
You're just contradicting what you said.
You have triplets. That is completely different. You did not bust it open 4 times. You didn't bust it open 4 times. You only busted open twice. Okay? And, you know, God just knew you were suited. You could do it. Okay? Because you were a Marine. So there you have it.
Well, Lorenzo, go ahead and answer that question then. Because you're with me with 4 kids. You can answer that question on your own now.
No, I can't. As a matter of fact, I absolutely can. You know, I've always one of the guys I always thought I wouldn't date somebody that had kids that were not mine. I just couldn't see myself with someone. But there was something about this woman that really attracted me to the most.
Aww, that's so sweet.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of beautiful women along my lifeline. But nothing about this one. Something about this one had me just quickly go and turn my head right back around and walk and approach like a man, you know. It's one of those things that your heartbeat raises right up there before you know, get her attention.
Here we go.
And you try to talk to him. See, if you're not nervous, if you just try to talk to him like there are whatever, a piece of me or whatever, is that how you ever see it, then it's not going to amount to anything. But if your heart beats fast and you're just kind of sweaty, you're kind of nervous because you want something real for once and actually try to talk to someone and take things in a different level.
But I don't think you can control it. I think it just naturally happens.
It does. And that's one of the things that naturally happened to me.
And that's why we're here.
That was beautiful.
And that's why we're here.
But that's on my personal note. But a lot of things, there's a lot of factors out there. Sometimes you just have to compromise, guys. And that's why I always tell people, like, get to know your partner. Do not be in a relationship right off the bat. Take time to get to know who you're dealing with.
I mean, I have to pause and rewind because I have to say that Yermi is someone that I definitely look up to, and she's very determined. So any man is so lucky to have her, you know, and I tell her that all the time, like, you are such a great catch. She's about her business for sure.
She really is. She's all about business.
She definitely gets down.
Hey, I work hard for my family, literally.
I thank God to put me where I am today. I thank God that I have her in my life. There's no beautiful gift out there that he provided me with. And it's the most exciting part of my day coming back home to.
Aww.
I know, right? I mean, where you at?
She's upside of here, but I'm still happy.
Where you at?
I mean, she can be a little abusive, so maybe that's what our next podcast should be talking about.
Abusive.
When women beat their men.
But before we get into that topic, I guess I wanted to touch base on this. What is your perspective on love at first sight? Because that people don't believe in that.
It happened to me.
Ooh!
I mean, we're not together anymore, but I definitely had a very strong attraction to one of my exes. Definitely thought we were going to spend the rest of our lives together.
Live happily ever after?
No, it didn't happen. He, in the pursuit of trying to get me back, knocked up another girl. I mean, that's a whole nother story. But, you know, the moral of the story is it definitely still keeps me hopeful to meet someone new, to still give me those kind of feelings that I had when I first met that guy. So, you never know.
But they say you only love once in your life.
I don't believe that.
That's what they say.
I've loved 2 men in my life.
Would you say you love them, equally? I mean, yes, it's different relationships. But would you say?
I say for the timeline, I mean, the first one was in high school. So, that's a whole different ballgame. That's puppy love.
Yes,
but you
first
definitely
love.
Feel like that's oh my God, I love you.
We're going to get married.
And then, you know, that one. But I still have hope that, you know, I'm going to find someone and they're going to be everything that I want in a man, which is not a lot, but at the same time, it will be a lot for me.
I think when, I guess when you end up in, when you go through your first relationship and then your first breakup, I think you become a little bit more aware and you're more cautious as to who you date next.
You are definitely right.
Because you don't want to get your heart broken again.
That always factors in.
And then sometimes you miss out on some great, you know,
person. Somebody that had potential.
You know, right. Girl or guy, because you're so hurt from something previously.
And it's a cycle that continues. And unfortunately, it's only getting worse. So. Yeah. All right, well, with that being said, Maria, name me three qualities that you look for in a guy. As a matter of fact, name me five.
Oh, God. See, I was going to do great with three.
Your first
but
top five.
The first five qualities.
Spiritual.
That's one.
Sexy.
That's two.
Funny.
That's three.
Hard worker.
Four.
And know how to do some things. We're just going to leave that right there. Okay, you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, Cardi. Lorenzo, your turn. What are five qualities that you look for in a woman?
She's ambitious. You know, she's outgoing. She's humorous. She knows she has her head on her shoulders, and she knows what and who she wants in life.
Okay, it's kind of going to tie with one another. Oh, now I'm next?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, he has to be attractive. Honesty plays a big key. He has to be honest, no matter the circumstances, whether big or small. Loyalty plays another big part, but I feel like loyalty and honesty comes hand in hand. Has to be loving and caring and nurturing, and have goals set in life as well. You know, want to progress in life, want to do better. Those are some of the qualities I look for. But you know, we can't, no one's perfect, Maria.
Oh, no. But, I didn't say perfect. No,
but my question is, so what flaws are you willing to accept? Because, for example, you have somebody that's funny, but he's short, and you like a tall guy.
Well, as I previously said, Yermi, I used to like tall guys, but now I'm okay with looking level, you know, level-eyed, because if anything was to happen...
What if he's not level-eyed?
We can put on our Tims and go hit the street, you know what I'm saying? No, it's all jokes, guys. I'm a character.
She's trying to pull a prince for you on the Lord Farquaad.
I'm definitely a character. But, you know, so we can square up. Just joking. I'm joking. But, no, I really, it's just that it factor with me. I don't know if it's because I'm a Scorpio, but I'm either overly obsessed or unimpressed. Like, there's no middle ground. Like, I either see something in you or I don't, and I will get flaky. Like, seriously.
So, but I'm saying if a guy that you meet has all the qualities and meet your needs that you said, that you just mentioned.
That wasn't all of them. Those no, were just, you know,
just some of them. But he has...
Because you could be sexy living under a cardboard box. No, I'm going to need you to have your life together, too.
But what if he has major flaws that you really, really, like, just cannot deal with?
I cannot think... You have to name some. Come on, give me some examples.
I mean, but I'm. What are some of the flaws that you dislike
so
in a guy?
So, what do they call that? Deal breakers, right? Okay. I would say a deal breaker for me is, this will probably sound bad, but I've never met a guy that had like three kids that were separately with three baby.
So that's one. So what if you had a guy that has, you know, he had his life together. He has, you know, all the qualities that you just mentioned, but he has three kids and three baby mamas. What's your perspective on that now? Would you give him a chance?
I would really have to take my time in getting to know him. Like, seriously, no sex, just getting to know him as a person.
Nothing wrong with that.
And I would really need to, because I think I'm like Carmen Sandiego, I would have to really get down to why did it not work with these three relationships? What point in your life, what was happening with these other women? Because there's always a backstory.
Right, and there's always two sides of the story. That is hers and three, and the truth.
Well, that's true.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you have the whole getting to know phase. Once you get to know that person... Wait, first of all, once you get to get in the no phase, then that's when you decide, should I jump this to a new relationship?
No, to take it to the next level?
I have to disagree. Because you never fully get to know anybody. You never...
I guess, know the person enough to determine if you want to take it to the next level, the next step. But how do you get past that? Because those are one of the flaws that you really, like, that's your one of your pet peeves. And you're like, oh my God, he has three kids. How can I move past this?
I think you can work through almost anything except for disloyalty and cheating. Like, financial hardship, I could work through that. If I know that you're a determined person and say, you know, you lost your job and you had a mortgage and you lost everything, I got you, babe. Like, we could work through this.
Ooh, so you a ride or die.
You know, I'm just saying, like, there's just some men that you would, you know, have to be willing to do that for if you thought they were worth it.
You have to compromise.
That's bottom line, you know?
You have to compromise. I mean, like I said, it all really comes down to what you're willing to accept and what you're not and how you're willing to compromise. But just know that it takes work. It's not always going to be easy. I mean, being in a relationship is hard. It's hard. It's hard work.
Yeah.
Literally. More hard work than being a mom sometimes.
It is. Relationships takes work. But that's also one thing. When you jump into a relationship, are you ready to put the work in? Are you stable?
Right. You have to be in that point.
Knowing
in your
the
life.
Fact that you have to put work in, are you ready for that? Is that what you want? So it's something about clarity and see, is this what I want right now? If no, you need to be upfront and tell them, hey, it's not what I'm looking for. Be honest. Say, hey, I maybe, you know, I'm just out here for fun type thing.
Excuse me, over here. Okay. Over here. So my thing with that is, which I don't feel like that's you that I'm about to talk about, but the average man that most women meet are not upfront. Mm-hmm. They will say that they are single.
Knowing that they have a wife at home.
Going on a date with them, and then they might not be married, but they got a baby mama that they live with, and now you understand why you, you know, couldn't spend the night or, you know, meet them.
Call them after 6 p.m. Like, yeah, like, it's just... I personally feel that, like, people should be upfront and honest.
Let me choose what I want to do. Like, let's be honest. You know, we're adults. If you want to screw somebody, you're going to know if you want to do it or not. You don't need the whole fairy tale lie. Mm-hmm. You know, not saying go out here and, you know, bust it open like Laura Croft or anything. But I'm just saying, you
thank
know,
God this podcast is explicit, by the way. Parental advising recommended, okay?
I mean, I just like to try to keep it real. Like, no one's, you know...
No, it's
really about what you want and what you look for in a person. It's just, are you willing to compromise? Are you willing to put the work in? Is this really what you want? It's a lot of factors that go into play.
It boils down to being honest. Mm-hmm. Honesty, being truthful, whether...
So if you're looking for true love out there, I mean, just know that you will put some work in, but it's be well worth it.
And it will happen.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, right?
Especially if you have God in your life. I'm definitely a believer. I feel like everybody has a process and they have to go through it. And once you reach your destination, you'll get there.
Absolutely. Again, this episode is called The Law of Attraction. And they said if you put positive energy out there, you're going to get positive energy back. And if vice versa, if you have negative energy, you're going to receive if you put negative energy out there, you're going to receive negative energy back.
I have a question.
Sure.
So with the law of attraction, what do you guys, you know, think about each other? Like, what is
just in general? I mean, what do you like, can you be more precise or?
Like, what attracts you to your man, or what makes you, you know, feel good that he's your man?
What makes me feel good that he's my man? Okay, let's see. Well, for starters, he is, like, super caring, I have to say.
Definitely.
Super caring. I mean, he's
100 candles in a hotel, honey. Yeah, he's caring, all right. Big-ass teddy bear that'll scare the whole neighborhood because he done jumped out that bitch.
Okay. No, he didn't. He was trying to, but he's, like, very super caring, like, he comes home, like, make sure, hey, have you, you know, he asks me, like, did you eat? And I'm like, I'm not even hungry. And he's trying to feed me, like, no, I got to make sure that you're well, you know. If I'm having back pain or my feet hurt or whatever, he'll come and give me a back rub. And I'm just like, oh, or give me a foot rub. I'm like, oh, I'm so lucky to have him. Like, anything that I ask him to do, like, he doesn't even complain. He cares for the well-being of my kids as well. Like, he's supportive as a dad as well. I just love him.
Aww. All right, Lorenzo Aguilera, are you related to Christina Aguilera?
But yeah, I get that a lot. And no, I'm not.
You know I come with all the
if
jokes.
If I was, I don't even know if she'll give me the chance to be in Hollywood with her.
Ichi ichi gaga ya ya.
Oh my God, we need to put her as some sort of like ad sponsor or something. She's.
But yeah, there's a lot of things that I look into her life. She's very ambitious, she's outgoing, she's self-driven, self-motivated. You know, she has a spicy mommy hot tamale type attitude. But hey, what kind of man don't like that?
Right,
a little
right.
bit of spice in their
Latinas flamingo, for you.
In their
long
flamingo.
As they ain't slashing your car tires.
Oh, let's not get to that point. But yeah, there's a lot of things that really go into play about what attracts to me the most. First and foremost, when I first saw her, the first thing that really stood out to me was her Colgate smile. Like, she had that Orbit smile mm-hmm. where you just look at her, she smiles, it goes bling.
Mm.
But that ties into physical Aww. Appearance. Religion, we pretty much go in the same religion there. We work as a team. We can't be out here working against another, because if she's mad and I'm mad and no one is mad here, you know, it's the way of
I rule the house, by the way, just saying.
Hell yeah, you do.
No, and it's all about how you really, a matter of perspective of how things go. She's mad, but because she's mad, is that going to ruin your day? Like,
right.
If you choose to be happy at the end of the day, maybe she's mad in the morning, but remember, it's just the morning.
She's a strong woman, so if you can deal with her, I salute you. Like, you're definitely a strong man. Because
well, I mean, I look at her physical, what she's saying, she's mad, she's but there's something inside her.
No, she, I mean,
she doesn't mean to be mad.
If I had to say why she's my friend.
But you gotta ask yourself, is the reasoning behind her madness accurate? Like,
mm-hmm.
if she tell me I did something wrong, or she was mad at me, and why am I in the wrong here? You have to look at it, not choosing your side or her side.
And most men don't do that, so that's good that you evaluate the situation.
Look at the statistics. Was she right to be mad at you? That you can't be mad at her. I mean, it's not like
okay. Oh. So what if she's not right for being mad at you?
And, I'm always
and maybe
right.
maybe she's being dramatic, you know, because us water signs can be a little wavy.
At the end of the day, though, he kind of knows my personality
See?
Enough to know, but like, oh, she's having a tantrum. Let me just go watch some football or something.
I
let her be.
I try to give her some space, you know. I think that's always good in a relationship, not always all about being, you know, all up on each other's asses all the time. Sometimes being given some space, some part time, is pretty good. I actually mm-hmm. go for the relationship, to be honest. Just how it is.
We really try to understand one another, and when one is down, the other one is there to uplift you. I mean, the key here, like I said before, is communication. If I'm upset, I'm letting him know why I'm upset. If he has something to say, he'll tell me when he's ready. So
work as a team. That's the main thing about being in a relationship. Work as a team. You are a team. You are in the same field. You are in the same team. Don't not work one against each other. Communication, honesty, all that factors in, and being loyal to one person. It's not easy, guys, but it's achievable if this is really what you want. It's true love. This is the point when you're in a relationship and you're trying to head toward marriage. I don't know how many people out there believe in still marriage, but That's my goal.
Are you ready? Because I want like a fairy tale wedding, though. If that's the case, like, be ready.
We'll have a wedding. I ain't got no comments on that.
Wedding's coming to the moon, guys. So.
I wish the viewers could just see your eyebrows right now. They are just amazing.
She's so random.
I'm sorry, guys. But if you saw her eyebrows, they are so lit right now. They look great.
Oh, my God. But you're like, so silly.
To wrap things up a little bit here, we want to hear a little bit about what y'all guys think. What really attracts you guys to your significant other? What do you see in a man and a woman? Is it the same thing that we view, our viewpoints? If not, let us know what you think. It's we actually will respond. We'll actually be thankful to hear what you have to say.
Oh, before we wrap it up, hold on. Our guest speaker has something for us.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, do I?
Yes.
What do I have? Okay, so.
What was this topic called again that you mentioned?
So I was on a date other day. And I was at Starbucks. I met this guy. You know, we exchanged numbers, and I thought it was so cute that it was a Starbucks date. Like, we're going to get coffee. We're not going to a bar. We're not having drinks. It doesn't always have to be like that. Right. Yeah. So, it was something new for me as well. So, he asked me what were my 5 languages of love, and I completely felt like an idiot. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Then I would
feel
like an idiot because I don't know what it is either.
And I've asked a couple people, and they don't know. So he's like really intelligent, or he likes to read a lot of books. Well, at least I remember that's what he said. So, 5 languages of love. So, maybe it would be better if I give you an example. So, Yermi, would you rather...
Oh, boy.
Your man wash the dishes or buy you some flowers?
I can't have both?
I mean, that's what I said when he presented the question to me. Mm-hmm. And it's like, basically, you have to choose one. So, it's one or the other.
I guess, given the situation that we're both in, like, we both come home tired from work. Like, there's so much that needs to be done with the kids. You know, I'm in school as well. I mean, at this point, you know, he knows I like a clean house. So, at this point, just take a load off of me and just wash the dishes then, if that's the case.
Okay. So, or would you rather him buy you flowers or give you words of affirmation, like encouragement, appreciation?
Well, I love flowers, but words of encouragement always helps because it lets me know that he's attentive, like that he's paying attention and that he's actually there to support me. So I would have to go with that one.
Lorenzo Aguilera, Uchi Uchi Kaka. Okay. Anyways. So, would you rather Yermi buy you a nice shirt just because, or would you rather Yermi give you 1 hour of her time? You know she's busier than anybody I know. Give you 1 hour of her time without her being on her phone.
1 hour of her time.
Oh, so you learning some things right now.
You can never get that hour back.
Oh, that is sweet. And I definitely agree with that. I just feel like this 5 languages of love, there is no right answer because at certain times of your relationship in the day or whatever the case is, you're going to want all of those things. And all of those things mean a lot to you. So those things are words of affirmation, physical touch, receiving gifts, quality time, and acts of service.
Quality time is a must. Mm-hmm. And what was that?
Physical touch.
Yes.
You might want some of that Marvin Gaye, What's Going On.
Yes. I mean, that's important.
Let's get it out.
That's important in a relationship. It is.
Of course.
I mean, everybody has needs. You ever heard of Maslow's theory?
We can have hierarchy, topics for days. Like, we could just go in on this podcast, but we're going to save it for the next because that would be my next question.
What's your next question?
As to sex.
As far as is he pleasing me type? Like, I'm not that. Like, the general question, like, is, you
how,
know.
Okay, how important is sex in a relationship?
It plays a big factor in a way, whether you want to admit it or not. I mean,
some people say that they've been married for 10 years and only have sex on their wedding anniversary. Could you live like that? I'm just wondering.
No, and I can vouch for my man and say that he wouldn't either.
I definitely feel that. Definitely.
Yeah, so it's just, yeah, it plays a big factor whether you want to admit it or not. The point about it is, are you guys pleasing one another? That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, it's pleasure, it's happiness, it's a lot of factors.
It's a connection.
Rainbows, clouds, unicorns.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Any other questions from your five signs of languages or whatever it was called?
Yeah, we can go in on some
more. I need like 2 or 3 more. Okay. Get to know my partner some more.
And if you guys out there that believe in having sex after marriage, this is not against any of you guys. This is really, everybody's entitled to their own belief.
I love that he said that about that 3%. Like, I really appreciate that.
Appreciate what?
The people that are still virgins.
Oh, yeah. 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 I mean, it's hard to come across.
Never met a virgin. Oh, okay. I'll take that back. There's actually this girl at my job. She's like 400 pounds.
Maria!
But
what if you're listening to this podcast?
She definitely not, honey. Oh, she's God. Not.
I know some people that are. I know, as a matter of fact, she's 20 and she's still a virgin.
But she said she wanted to bust it open, so they at work right now trying to fire her somebody, okay?
Maria, I'm done with you. Next question, please.
I'm just saying.
But, like, we were talking about those who want to save themselves after marriage and nothing wrong with that.
At all. Wait, best sometimes.
I'm up for it. I support you guys. I know you out there trying to find the right person, right guy. But there's nothing wrong with that belief.
Yes, you have a question. Our guest speaker has a question.
I have one more question.
Sure.
Now, I don't believe in this because I like playing hard to get roll. But I have a friend that thinks that it's okay to have sex on the first night. And this is her, what's the word I'm looking for, Jeremy? Her philosophy.
Okay.
It doesn't matter if you have sex with someone the first night or 3 months from now.
Or
if
a year from now.
If you guys are meant to be, you guys are going to be. I disagree with that. I feel like that is way too soon.
I've seen it happen. Like I said, it's all about your preference and it's all about what makes each other happy. I mean, yeah. I know personally somebody that told me that, hey, I've been with my husband for 8 years and we literally met at a club. It was supposed to be like a one night stand and we're here now.
So, I mean,
it's possible.
That's definitely her mentality about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like there's so much shit out here that, you don't need to be doing that.
It's all about the chemistry. It's all about the connection. If you connect with that person, if you guys, you know, like each other's company and want to take it to the next level and want to try, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be honest. Doesn't matter whether you wait 10 years or wait 30 minutes. I mean, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
I mean, I definitely get that. But I'm just saying, like, the first night, girl, you know you could wait the next day.
Oh, of course. I mean, it all depends on the situation as to what happens. I mean, but again, at this point, nowadays, life is too short. Do whatever makes you happy.
No, you are absolutely literally right. You definitely right about that. True.
Any more questions, Maria?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, guys. Any more questions? Anything else you want to input, Lorenzo?
So, again, love is in the air, you guys. And it's your host, lovely Lorenzo Aguilera.
And your host, Jeremy. And stay tuned for our next episode. Bye, guys.
Oh, wait. You're not going to tell. Okay, never mind. We have another surprise. So, keep listening.
Stay tuned.